I have economics, modern marketing. I had human resources too last semester.
Amanda Colon is a business management student at Nicolet College.
Oh, strategic planning is another class I have.
She started taking online classes more than a year ago through Nicolet My Way. It's a program that lets students complete curriculum at their own pace. And this was working well for her. At the time, she worked third shift at the Mole Casino Lodge. And if she wasn't busy, she could do her schoolwork while on the clock.
They allowed me to bring my own laptop and sit at the front desk and, you know, watch the videos, read my books, write my papers, whatever it was that I needed to do, I did while I was there.
This arrangement meant she could do everything, earn a paycheck, go to school, sleep, and eat family dinners. But then COVID came, and her life flipped upside down. The Mole Casino Lodge shut down.
So then we all ended up on unemployment, and for some reason I wasn't getting mine right away. So I went a total of 10 weeks with nothing at all.
Instead of working nights, she started waking up early in the morning to take care of her stepson, her sister's kids, and sometimes her little brother, all of whom were suddenly at home instead of school.
Trying to even focus on school became difficult because, you know, trying to figure out what we were going to be doing, everything changed so quickly.
These struggles might sound familiar because the coronavirus pandemic has changed all of our lives. But evidence from the Community College Research Center suggests that community college students have been particularly affected by COVID-19. Erica Warning-Meyer is Nicolet's Dean of Admission.
The students that attend community colleges are some of the most impacted by the pandemic. Someone in their household has lost a job, or they know someone that has had health issues because of COVID.
This helps explain the dive in enrollment at community colleges last semester. Compared to 2019, public two-year colleges have seen a nearly 10% drop in enrollment nationwide. That's about five times the drop in enrollment at public and private four-year institutions. This is according to research from the National Student Clearinghouse. It's a finding that bucks the trend. Typically, an economic recession spells good news for community colleges.
Because a lot of the times individuals are coming back for second careers or just picking up different skills. Community colleges really focus on that more short-term, skill-based programming to help students find, you know, a job quickly.
But most recessions aren't accompanied by a health pandemic.
It's not actually doing what historically it has.
That's not good for a lot of public colleges already struggling financially from cuts in state funding. But Nicolet seems to be exempt from all of this. The college hasn't seen a spike in enrollment since the pandemic began, but they also haven't seen a drop either.
What's great about Nicolet is that we're planning to remain fairly even.
So how is it that Nicolet has managed to retain and recruit students when community colleges everywhere are struggling? Warning-Meyer thinks there's a few reasons. For one, the college had already ventured into online education with Nicolet My Way years before COVID-19 even became a concern.
So for us, it wasn't that big of a shift to convert online. So there was we're really confident in the quality of the education that we're offering because we put that investment into the Nicolet My Way program.
This program also pairs students with success coaches who help students balance the demands of higher education with outside responsibilities, responsibilities that might have increased since last March. For Colon, this support, along with the program's flexibility, are what enabled her to continue pursuing an education.
Dwight, my advisor, he calls me every couple of weeks to make sure everything's going okay. All of my professors, I can email them if I have any problems with anything, and they get back to me as soon as they can. I was so very grateful to have all of them because I would get concerned about things.
When Colon lost her job, she set up a schedule so that she and the kids could work on their school assignments together.
They all had their laptops and I had mine, and while they were working, I would work as well. And if they had questions, you know, I wasn't in a classroom where I had to pay attention to anything. So, you know, I could stop for that moment and help them out with whatever they needed.
Now, Cologne has a new job, and she's still on track to graduate in 2022. Erin Gottsacker, WXPR News.